Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. Today's Hey, I Was Wondering comes to us from Nick. Hey, Eric, it's Nick.
Hey, hi, Nick.
There we go. I was at the DMV yesterday to renew my license to get my new fancy real ID.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Are we doing that yet?
Not yet.
Anybody? Gotta get
not
on
yet.
It.
Anybody?
Gotta get on it.
All right. I noticed something that has to drive you nuts. Every time they called a number, they use the and when.
The and, probably.
The and when. Oh, okay. They use the and when. Calling numbers over 100 times. 326. 808. I was wondering if you say something when you're there getting your DMV needs filled. I know this drives you crazy. P.S. Violetta did it 3 times yesterday, I believe. Thanks. Just wondering, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah.
Got my back like that.
Yeah. Throwing in the and. 427. 622.
We've been saying it for ever.
Our whole life.
I can remember how much you hate it.
Yeah. If I was at the DMV and they were doing that, it would drive me absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
Grammatically incorrect, but I don't think I would go up and say anything because doing so at the DMV just invites an end-of-the-line opportunity.
They probably have ways to get back at
right,
you.
Right. Just for saying something.
Yeah. You don't want to ask
I'm
them anything.
I'm going to be in there all afternoon.
Yeah. You don't even want to make eye contact when you're in there.
No. Yeah. No.
Get in, get out.
P.S. I was wondering, does anybody else have any hot-button issues like this? Just wondering. Thanks, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
The ands. Drives you crazy. The ands. You've all changed your and delivery.
Oh, absolutely, because of you,
sure.
And then I catch it when anybody else does it.
Mrs. Erdman.
Right.
This is what taught me.
And what grade was that?
That would have been probably really driven home during high school journalism. Home then.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do remember how I used to do it, so now I hear other people do it, and they still do, is when you end a sentence with, where are you at?
At, with the dangling ats.
And with a preposition, yeah.
That's Chicago.
Or the participles.
Dangling participles, or whatever that was called.
They dangle with the at, where are you at?
Yeah. Somebody once said, that is a rule up with which I will not put.
There you go.
Thank you very much. That's what I remember from Barbie Mitchell Dwyer, my English teacher in sophomore year.
Really? That's
how
she
uses
it. That is a rule up with which I will not put.
It's messing it
That's
all
how
up.
Silly it sounds if you always go hardcore to the rules. That's what she's trying to
rub it in. Right. I'm so sad Miss Martin didn't teach me anything.
Yeah. She feels as though you should dangle the at?
To this day, I'm still her friend on Facebook. She's retired in Florida.
Sure.
And
sure.
She will once in a while say, all these silly rules. She's an English teacher.
Sure.
And she's like, all these rules, it's always changing. It's always evolving. Just kind of live your life. That's her attitude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So she'll still dangle an at.
She will do it because she's like, that's how people really talk. Just go with it. What's the big deal? Don't be so stodgy.
So is that why you've adopted that mentality then from that teacher?
No, I still actually kind of like to follow the rules.
You're correcting her on Facebook.
Exactly.
I think she has become the quintessential old lady in Florida.
She's like, whatever the kids are saying, go with that. That's what she would say.
That's like a cop saying, it's the laws. I follow them.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's going with that mentality.
Yeah.
312-233-1019 or 10-19.
No.
Gonna add that on there, too. I see TV people do it every single day, anchor people. And I'm thinking, how do their news directors let them get away with that? How do they not tighten up the ship over there?
You see some of the graphics that slip by with spelling mistakes and everything?
I know. It's crazy.
Hey,
Denise.
Hi. How are you?
It drives you crazy.
Drives me crazy when, especially traffic reporters, do not say Chicago addresses correctly.
For example?
So, for example, 12750 South Cicero.
Yeah.
I mean, it said 12750 for a reason. The 127 means 127 blocks south of
By the way, you just said 127.
I know. But they say 12750.
Yeah.
Right?
It's hard on the south side. Those are confusing numbers.
So the right way is 12750. The wrong way is 12750?
Correct.
Gotcha.
And there's a reason for it. The 127 tells you it's 127
it's a what?
South of...
What is it?
It's... 127.
That's the easy way. 127.
127.
Yeah.
So you go to 100... And then you go 27 more.
And then you go 50.
100 and 27.
Either way, you get there.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning,
you're
everybody.
Get yours, Whip. Don't worry, you're getting yours right now.
Uh-oh.
Give it to him, John. Give it to him.
This
is a hot button, Whip. And Whip's wrong, but he just will refuse to give in on this.
Oh,
one.
Yeah, yeah. No, oh, I know what you're going to say, and you're not right.
Okay, whatever. TV reporters and anchors do this as well. I laid into one about a year ago.
Oh,
but Violetta, this predates you going back about 2 years ago. You'll have to fill her in later. So I don't hear Violetta do it.
Mm-hmm.
But Whip one day kept saying unquote, unquote, unquote.
Yeah.
And I emailed in, and we all went back and forth all morning.
Right.
I remember this.
Yes, and Eric, we fixed you.
Quote,
you no
quote.
Longer do it.
Right.
You say end quote.
Well, I actually, and what I did was, because Whip still refuses to accept it just because he just won't say he's wrong, but
I'm not.
I sent a note to my journalism teacher we were just talking about and asked her this specific question, and she did, in fact, confirm journalistically John is correct.
So are you supposed to say end quote or not?
End quote.
Either one is
end
actually
quote.
Right.
You cannot cannot unring a bell. You cannot, once you've quoted somebody, you cannot unquote them. You've quoted them.
You can finish
them.
Their quote.
It's done.
You can end quote.
Yes.
Journalistically, in journalism schools, it is taught, quote, end quote.
But Whip is saying either one is acceptable.
Either one is okay. You can go look it up. There's a big internet for you. Go read it.
It's on the internet, Whip says.
Yes.
If you check the internet, they'll tell you the world is flat, too.
That's true.
So, I mean,
Melissa sent me that one.
Also a fact.
Melissa spends most of her day on the internet and did send me the world is flat yesterday.
I know. I'm so addicted.
And did it at like 3:45. I'm like, I'm trying to watch Jeopardy here.
Right, again.
Yeah. I'm trying to eat salad with my dad.
Right.
Drink
non-alcoholic beer. What the heck's going on here? Momcations. It's a new thing. It's a growing trend. Here in the dead of winter, hotels are offering momcation packages. Melissa is planning on going on a cruise. Do you know where you're going to cruise?
We haven't figured it out, but now that this whole cruise stuff, we're going to have to.
Then you might want to stay around. I think I have an idea for you. Other momcation destinations. Jennifer, you would choose what?
I would definitely go to New Orleans.
New Orleans, there you go. A little Bourbon Street. Get yourself some beads. Can't find your top. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Missy, you'd head where?
To Disney World.
Disney World. Pay $200 plus a ticket to go there. They're renovating the castle.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
they're
going to
add
World.
Some gold touches.
Yeah,
take
like
some
that.
Blue.
Yeah.
Never been
Speaking of a castle, Andrea, where are you going?
Door County, Wisconsin.
Door County, Wisconsin to Mom Kate.
I've heard of that, actually. That's nice and easy to get to.
Door County. Maria.
Hey,
hi.
Morning.
Where are you headed, Maria?
Hey.
I'd like to go cruise Alaska.
Cruise Alaska. My dad just did that.
Did he? How do you like it?
Yeah, he's living the good life now.
He is.
He's killing it.
Did he see any whales? Polar bears?
He saw everything. Polar bears,
Tom Skilling.
Whales, Eskimos, everything. Everything. You would choose to go where, Renee?
In a small villa in the Tuscan countryside.
The Tuscan countryside. And number three, Caroline, will Mom Kate where?
We're going to Glacier National Park and a cabin complete with bear spray.
Yeah, there you go. Full cabin of bear spray. And number two, Jackie, your momcation takes you.
Yeah, we're going to Mexico next week on the Golden Girl Cruise.
Golden Girls
yes!
Cruise. There we go. That's what we got to get you on. We
got to
get
you
on that one, Melissa. There you go.
What is that?
We call you Blanche around here anyway, so why not?
Oh, my gosh.
The Golden Girls Cruise is finally in at number one. Mom Kate, where, Cassandra?
Portland, Maine, to go on a Northeast Moose Tour.
There you go.
Moose Tour.
A Northeast Moose Tour in Portland, Maine.
You don't hear about the Northeast Moose.
It
I feel like it's
so
more
relaxing.
Of a Northwest thing.
Yeah, they're the fancier ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They guarantee you see moose.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah.
They guarantee it,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah. You don't do it unless
guarantee.
It's got a guarantee
get your money
on
back.
It. Yep. Yep, got to see a moose.
Yep.
Congratulations. If that doesn't work, I can hook you up with the lady on the Golden Girls cruise down in Mexico. Sounds like a good time. The dumbest fight ever. But you can't give in now. I mean, you're in the middle of it. You can't. Can't quit the fight. 312-233-1019. Most couples argue over home buying. We're looking for the most ridiculous fight you're currently in now, either with your family, coworkers, friends, whoever it might be. Dumbest one, most ridiculous wins. Ready? Like this one. Lisa, currently a fight in your family.
Yes, I have a 14... Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Great.
Good. I have a 14-year-old son who has some crazy bowel movements every so often.
Yeah, what? Don't they all?
And,
okay.
And, yeah.
And he went to the bathroom last night and didn't do a double flush. Uh-oh. And my husband has an OCD problem.
Oh, God.
And this is what the argument is over. Right. Not double flushing your scrapings on the toilet.
Right. Right. So your husband yelled at your son for failing the double flush following the big meal your son had had and the results of it.
Correct.
Right. Right. Fighting, arguing.
Oh, my gosh.
Name calling, phones taken away. Hold on, Lisa.
Double flushing.
A lot of toilet issues.
Seriously?
Toilet issues in the families. Dumbest fight. Hang on, Lisa. Eric, the fight you're in the middle of right now.
So my brother-in-law and I are ganging up against my sister-in-law and my wife. We are fighting over if men have to put the toilet seat up, why can't women put the toilet seat down? Why does it have to fall on our shoulders for everything?
Right, the age-old question. Why do we have to do everything around here?
Ah.
All right, hold on. The fight right now, Jenna.
So my husband thinks that the cat is out to get him.
Yeah.
So he insists that when I'm out during the day at work, the cat comes and pees in his bathroom.
Okay.
That, he doesn't clean the bathroom, and that's what makes it smell, but he insists that it's the cat.
Ah,
oh,
so he
really?
Thinks the cat hates him, so the cat is peeing in his bathroom, but he never cleans the bathroom, so the cat thinks it's a big toilet anyway.
Right.
All right, hold on. Hold on. The ridiculous fight you're currently having, Amanda.
Hi, so I live with my boyfriend and his mother.
Uh-huh.
And she decided that we can't have a microwave on the kitchen counter because it's too ugly.
Okay. All right, no microwave on the kitchen counter. It's too ugly. Where are we keeping the microwave now?
Well, it switches between the basement and the upstairs. We have to sneak it in every so often. When it's upstairs, we use it every day. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Basement, that's not going
to
work.
You want to warm up a Hot Pocket? Go down to the basement.
No way.
All right, hold on. No microwaves on the kitchen counter. The fight we're currently having, Sherry.
So my daughter and I are fighting over the Netflix show You.
Uh-huh.
I walked in her room to watch her watching it and said, don't you think this is inappropriate? And she said, no, I'm 15. And I said, I don't want you watching this. I left the room, came back a little bit later. She was still watching it.
Uh-huh.
So now her TV is sitting on the floor in my bedroom.
Right, next to the microwave.
You'll show her.
Gotta put the TV in the basement next to the microwave. You keep watching You. All right,
hold
on.
Watch that in the basement.
Hold on a second. Hey, Amy, the fight you're currently having.
Good morning. My husband thought he was going to be slick last night. I kicked the heat up 2 degrees to 68.
Uh-huh.
Meantime, I'm sweating like I'm sleeping in the desert.
Right.
68 is crazy.
Right. He thought he was going to be all slick.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah.
I like the way you say it.
Yeah, it's hot in here. 66. She keeps it at 66. I die.
No kidding.
I put mine at 76.
76?
That's what it was when I left the house.
My dad doesn't even sleep in that kind of heat.
76, man.
66 is great.
How old are you, Grandma Violetta? Gee.
It's cold.
And then finally, the dumb argument you're currently living through. Hi, Brittany.
Hey, my husband thinks that China created the coronavirus on purpose and that it's gone wrong and that the Chinese economy is going to collapse,
uh-huh.
which means our economy is going to collapse. So last night, he spent an hour online trying to convince me to take our savings money and buy thousands of dollars of gold bars online.
I've seen the commercials.
He's a doomsdayer. He's seeing the end of time coming.
He's never been before. We went to bed not speaking because I wouldn't let him take thousands of dollars and buy gold bars.
He's like, we're going to buy gold bars. We're going to go down in the basement. I've already got the microwave down there.
Right.
We're going to sequester ourselves down there. It's going to be great. All right, hold on. Who's having the dumbest fight?
Man.
I'm kind of down. Microwave in the basement. Son didn't do a double flush. Husband wants to buy gold bars because the economy is collapsing.
They're
any
all good.
Other?
I got to vote for double flush, though.
Double flush. Yeah. Right, double flush.
Double flush.
Double flush. We go all the way back to the very beginning. Lisa.
Yes.
That's the dumbest fight ever.
Yeah.
But I'm not even in it. I'm watching these two knuckleheads square off. Let's find out what's trending on Twitter. Those top three things over there at the social media desk. Mel D, here we go. In at number three.
Okay, if you don't have enough Bachelor news in your life right now, get ready because a new Bachelor spinoff show is coming this year. So that new series is called Listen to Your Heart. It's trending after a trailer dropped. And basically, it's a new show that will offer both men and women who are hoping to find love and a music career all wrapped together in one show hosted hosted by Chris Harrison. So this is going to have everybody's, you know, top things that they want, singing, love. Everyone's going to leave either single or with a musician. So The Bachelor Listen to Your Heart is coming later this year in April.
Say what you want. I think Chris Harrison might be the smartest guy in Hollywood.
He is.
Because that guy's got a big, huge mansion somewhere, and all he does is host these dumb shows in beautiful locations. He does virtually nothing.
Even
walks out. Yeah.
Even on the show, he barely does anything. Right. He walks out for 2 seconds.
He gets paid. Listens to some dramatic whispering. He's got his own mansion. That guy's got it figured out.
Oh, my gosh. Trending
so lucky. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Okay, The Weeknd, he's making a comeback. It's been over 2 years since he's really done anything, and a few hours ago, he tweeted out that he has an album coming out March 20th. But what's really cool is that everybody on Twitter right now is predicting that he will be a headliner for Chicago's Lollapalooza this summer, since they start to announce that lineup like in March and April. So they think the timing works and maybe that this will happen.
All right, that'd be something. Mm-hmm. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, the Brit Awards were last night. Nobody probably watched it here since it's over in the UK.
We don't even watch our awards.
Yeah, right? But you know what? It was a big deal online because Louis Capaldi and Billie Eilish were some of the big winners from that show. So Billie performed her new Bond song, No Time to Die. And what people are really upset about is that Coldplay, who had a big album release a few months
ago. Still around. That's what people are really upset about. People are really upset that Coldplay's still around.
They didn't actually win anything, even in the best artist count.
She's just brushing right over your jokes.
Here's what we're going to do. Sometimes in these moments, Melody, it's a conversation.
Right.
I know you're trying to get your story up. What's that? Well, conversation, too, is part of it. She plows right through it. I'm going to get to the topic.
Yeah, no, Coldplay is...
Yeah. Anyway, go
everybody's,
ahead.
No, everybody's upset.
Go ahead.
Harry Styles, he was robbed, so that happened.
Right.
He was also hanging out with Kendall Jenner. Harry Styles made some news after he lost some money when he got robbed on his way out of the show.
He was actually robbed.
At Knife Point.
I thought he meant like he should have won some award,
and
he didn't.
That's what it sounded like at first.
Harry Styles was robbed at Knife Point in London.
Yep. That's it.
Okay. All right.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. A new poll determined 3 in 5 Americans admit a romantic vacation saved their relationship. Saved it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're hearing that, you're like, oh my God. All right, well, let's book one. I don't have the first clue where to go. 312-233-1019. Anybody listening who has been on the most romantic vacation ever? Tim, it took you where?
We went to Miami.
Miami. I mean, it has to be romantic or Will Smith wouldn't sing about it.
No way.
Yeah. What about Miami made it romantic?
The weather's amazing. I like to dance with my wife, so everywhere you go, the music is great.
Right.
And then we used to go through Coconut Grove, where there's lots of different restaurants. So we used to just walk through Coconut Grove and pick a restaurant to go on a date on.
Very nice. There you go. Miami, most romantic date ever.
Who says you have to go far?
Thank you. Bernadette, the most romantic vacation ever.
Hands down, St. Bart.
Oh, there you go. Now you're talking. I like it there.
Oh, I've never been there.
Tough to get to. Fun
it's
when you're there.
It's tough to get to, but it's fabulous.
Yeah.
And what makes it so, it's sexy. First of all, it's French, so it's sexy.
Yes, it's very
and
sexy.
And there's so many beaches to go to. You have so many different experiences. It's fabulous.
That's
and the food is wonderful, too.
Yeah. Very, very nice. And reportedly, I don't know if it's
really
true,
nice.
That they leave the doors open of all the shops there all night long. Nobody steals anything, because if you steal anything, they throw you off the island. You never get back on.
Oh, cool.
I love that. I think it's only 1 mile wide and 5 miles long, the whole island.
Kind of reminds me of Aruba.
There you go.
But,
Diane, safer. Most romantic ever.
St. Lucia.
Yes. Why have you chosen that?
Absolutely beautiful beaches. We were at a villa, 3 stories, and you had a hot tub on the roof.
I like that.
Yeah, it was just fantastic.
I guess. How long did you get to stay there?
We were there for a week.
The hot tub on the roof?
Yes.
Man, you should have seen how pretty we got. It was something. Yeah, there we go. Most romantic vacation ever, Stacy.
Bora Bora, go to Tahiti, stay in an overwater bungalow. You can go snorkeling, and you don't even have to go snorkeling. You can see the fish right above the water. But when you're in that overwater bungalow by yourself, it's very easy to be romantic. You can see the sunset just by yourself. It's just amazing.
But by yourself, really, you mean with another person?
With your significant other.
There you go.
Yeah,
I think that's the place they went to in couples retreat.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they went. I think it's a sandals.
Yeah.
Tim, most romantic vacation ever took you where?
Santorini, Greece.
Santorini is really nice too.
Oh my gosh,
Greek islands.
I know none of these places.
The Greek
islands.
All
these villas perched on top of 800 foot cliffs that overlook the caldera. Yep. Unbelievable sunset.
You live basically in the cliffs, right, Tim?
Yes.
Yeah, the hotels are built in the cliffs.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty cool stuff.
People die building those things.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Wow.
And then you can go to Mykonos for some party time.
You could,
if
yes.
you don't want any more
that
romance.
Is absolutely right.
I suppose no one said
finally,
the Dells yet. Is the Dells? Oh. <Uh-oh>. Oh, my God. I thought it was going to. No, you know what? Rewind. Just kidding.
Santorini, Greece.
Yeah, so about Greece, it sounds unbelievable to me.
Sorry, Brad.
Hey,
Brad.
Hey, guys.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
Whip threw us all off.
No, I didn't. No.
I see, what I was doing, Brad, I was building. I was building to the big, I was
Eric?
And you were my out. You were going to bring us home, Brad.
We went to the beautiful, sexy, enchanting Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
I had the music all ready to go. I had built, from St. Lucia, St. Bart, Santorini,
right,
to build it, to bring us home with Brad. Brad was going to bring us home.
Yeah.
Well, Whit knows our audience. He knows how you work. He was just like a step ahead.
I blew it on that one. I was caught up in the romance, and then the next thing I forgot that probably would happen.
So there it goes.
Look at the big brains on Brad.
Yes.
So thanks. And
all right. Woohoo!
Won't buy you a thing, no. Behaves like a bambino. Won't bet at the casino. Cheaper than Pacino.
Cheaper than Pacino. That's right. Al Pacino, his ex-girlfriend, who's 40 years younger than him.
I know.
That's a lot.
Well, she made it last 2 years.
I was going to say, he got lucky for a couple of years.
Yeah, not bad.
You think if they were 30 years apart, they could have made it work? 20?
Yeah.
Maybe 20.
All right. Al Pacino's ex serves up shade explaining, boy, is he elderly and didn't like to spend money. You know what that's like. 312-233-1019. Cheaper than Pacino, Eileen.
Yeah, I had a boyfriend that was so cheap, he put the spare tire and the backseat seatbelt out of his car to get better gas mileage.
Ah, there he is.
Oh, what? Wow. It's weighing you down.
Spare tire and the what else?
And the backseat seatbelt.
The seatbelts. Take those out of there.
Yep. Wow.
We're in the car now.
Easy.
Yeah, yeah.
That
I want to lug
crazy.
Too much weight around. Got to save on gas mileage. Hold on. Cheaper than Pacino. Melissa.
My grandparents make us wash paper plates and any disposable silverware, and we use baggies and all of that.
There we go. Yeah, they make you reuse the paper plates. I feel like my grandparents might have been down that road.
Seems like those would just break down. Yeah. Why not just use a regular plate at that point?
Yeah, you would think, right?
Yeah, exactly.
312-233-1019. Greg.
Yeah, my mom is notorious for reusing grocery containers, sour cream tubs, cottage cheese tubs to wash them out.
Uh-huh.
And to the point where she'll reuse them. She'll bring leftovers to our house, and my wife goes crazy because she'll think there's dressings or dips in there, and there's a half-eaten cheeseburger
right,
in there.
Right, a half-eaten cheeseburger in the cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody knows what's in there.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah, cheaper than Pacino. 312-233-1019. Felicia.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So we pack our lunch in our family because it's cheaper to pack your lunch than to go out.
Right.
And my husband tells us to reuse the paper bags.
Reuse the brown paper bags. So the kids got to bring the bags home?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, they do. Yeah, you don't want your friends to see that one. Start to ask questions. Tracy.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Cheaper than Pacino?
Yeah, so growing up, my dad was notorious for doing stuff like this. He would buy not Kraft cheese, but like the crappy cheese, put it in the Kraft cheese wrappers. So we would go to make a grilled cheese, and it wouldn't taste good, and he thought it would be Kraft cheese, but it was just Kraft cheese.
So he had the Kraft cheese wrappers, but he would just fill those with the crappy cheese, trying to fake you out as a kid, thinking they'll never know.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, as you eat melted plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. The average parent hasn't been on a romantic date in how long? 312-233-1019. How long, Gene?
6 months.
6 months. Longer.
Hmm.
Very long. How long, CJ?
Good morning, Eric. I would say 12 years.
12 years. No.
12.
That's a little bit long, but I see what you're trying to do there. The average parent hasn't been on a romantic date in how long, Catherine?
Is that 3 years?
Exactly.
Oh,
right.
That was my guess.
All right.
3 years since the last romantic date.
Oh, look at
three
that.
3 years have passed. Are you a parent, Catherine?
No, I'm not. Ah. But I do babysit.
Well, good.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. That's
the case. Got to get out of there.
Yeah. Get the idea.
Yeah. In fact, a poll of 2,000 parents of school-aged children 5 to 18 found that 3 in 10 don't even remember the last romantic date they went on.
Mm. So it might be 12 years.
Can't even recall it. Like, does a dinner at Chili's, does that qualify as a romantic date?
Depends on the evening.
Does it?
Really? If you go without your kids.
Sure. Yeah, sometimes.
Will that would qualify?
Why not?
All right. As long as there's candles. Can you ask Chili's for candles?
Yeah, they have them. You do have to ask for them. They're in the back.
Romantic date in over 3 years. Maybe it's the cost of things. What do you think the average person spends during the year on dating? How much?
The average person?
Yeah, the average person spends, like single person dating. What do you think they spend on dating in your average year?
$2,000.
$2,000.
I was going to say $4,500.
Wow. $696.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. It's very economical.
Wow. Hmm.
The average cost of a first date. What do you think that is? Your average first date cost.
$50?
50.
$150.
How about $100 right down the middle?
$77. Millennials will spend the most on first dates. They spring for $83, while baby boomers, who are, you know, probably on oldladyandoldguy.com dating websites.
Oldladyandoldguy.com.
There they are.
Oh, my God.
Spend $58, and most of that's on medication and lotions.
Oh, my God.
Lotion.
What?
Medication and lotions.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Tissues, too.
All right. 81% of singles go on less than three dates per month. Go on less. 15% of people borrow money to go on a date.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, look at this. Household hack. Yeah, so Kristen Bell said, yeah, my daughter tried to wash her hair with Vaseline, and I can't get the Vaseline out. Grandma Melissa to the rescue says you go with the Dawn dishwashing detergent.
That's what they say on the commercials.
And I said, oh yeah, and by the way, since you have the hiccups, one thing that cures your hiccups is a spoonful of peanut butter.
Mm.
Works every time, but you claim there is another option. What is that, Karen?
Put your fingers in your ears.
And you stop hiccups.
Stop hiccups. Put them completely in your ears. They'll stop the hiccups. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Hot, like two knuckles deep. Jam them all the way in there. Fingers in the ear to stop the hiccups. I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Didn't know about that.
Hey, Nicole, the household hack.
Yeah, I use a wet dryer sheet to get dead bugs off my bumper on my car.
Oh. A wet dryer sheet gets the dead bugs off the bumper.
What?
Plus, your bumper will smell great.
Super easy.
Really?
I never had any idea that was even possible.
That's cool.
Hey, your household hack, Sherry.
All right, if you want the consistency of Taco Bell meat, add water to the meat while you're cooking it.
Add water to the meat while you're cooking it. It's like you got Taco Bell at home.
Wow.
All right. A household hack, Kathleen.
To keep brown sugar from getting hard, you put marshmallows in the container with it.
Yeah, that's right.
What? Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
If
really?
If you have cookies that are stale, put them in sealed Tupperware with the heel of a piece of bread.
Okay.
Well, how do you know these things?
It's just.
How do you know that?
I'm a versatile guy. And the next thing you know, go back a day later, they're fresh as new.
What?
Wow.
I'm so impressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I don't get it. Wow.
I'm just a guy saying, hey, Laura.
I'm just a guy.
Hi, Laura, the household hack.
Anytime one of your kids pukes,
Yeah. Coffee grounds right on top. If it's on the couch, if it's on the carpet, if it's on the tile, throw some coffee grounds over it. Leave it sit for a few minutes. It doesn't smell. It comes right up. You can clean it up. It takes 2 seconds.
Wow. That's would so that work smart. If I puked?
Yeah.
I might have to keep that in mind.
For sure.
After all the drinking I'm going to do today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I had no idea. Your household hack, Christine.
Well, mine's an answer to Kristen Bell. When I was a kid, I had, as an initiation to a club, they put Vaseline in my whole hair. I tried everything. It was disgusting. So finally, the only thing that would work would be Gojo hand cleaner for, like, mechanics.
Gojo hand cleaner for mechanics because they're used to getting grease and oil off of everything.
That makes sense. Paint thinner.
Yeah. I don't think Gojo. I don't know what this hack's going to be, but I'm dying to find out, Amanda.
You should peel a banana from the bottom instead of at the stem because then you don't get it all squished at the top and you can use the stem like a handle when you're eating it.
So peel the banana from the bottom to the top as opposed to the top to the bottom.
Yep. And how monkeys eat bananas.
Well,
you ever
right, and they seem to know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do.
If you can't trust a monkey to eat a banana, who can you trust?
True.
A lot of household hacks. Yeah. Valuable information. Store it all away.
I honestly didn't mean it that way. I didn't mean it that way.
How about that setup? You got that highlight? Of all the things he's done in his life, Patty's his best one.
Yeah. Marrying her was the best thing he's done.
Hang on. Hey, yeah. Ben Bradley. Hey, we're live on the air. Ben Bradley. Did you hear what Whip just said?
No.
Whip just led into the Blago story clip where he said, and earlier, Rod Blagojevich said, of all the things he's done in his life, his wife is the best one. Yeah, I don't know where that one came from.
Freudian slip.
Yeah.
It works.
Hey, I was trying to imagine the scene inside that house last night because, you know, as emotional and touching and loving as it is,
right.
There's nothing that says being reunited with your wife after 8 years like having 18 TV cameras and a helicopter flying overhead.
Right. We were making the joke earlier that the kids had to stay at a friend's house last night.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hey, did you cover that last night, by the way? Were you on the Blago detail?
We were on the air until 1 in the morning, from noon when the president announced the commutation until we basically tucked the guy into bed last night.
Really?
And I'll admit, at one point, it did feel a little like the O.J. Bronco chase.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In like this white SUV from O'Hare. And, you know, there's a chase car and a helicopter. And people always say, well, why do you do that? Why do you follow the guy like that? And the answer is, because he stops and talks at every possible opportunity.
Eats it up.
You never know what's going to come out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to talk to him at all yesterday or not?
I did not. Our Julie Unruh actually found him first at the Denver airport on the little airport train.
Gotcha.
And he, you know, demurred. He said, you know, no, Julie, thanks. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to have a press conference tomorrow at 11 a.m. I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
And then he proceeded over the next hour to
not stop
talking.
Can't help himself.
To every camera that found him.
Do you what does he do next? People have been asking us that one. He can't run for office, right? That's done.
He can't run for office. He lost his law license.
Right.
I mean, I don't see how he doesn't turn up as a pundit on Fox News or something.
Right.
The guy is a gift for gab. He's done a little radio, so look out, Eric.
Right. Yeah.
Actually, more like Whip.
Right. Yeah. Well, we said that Violetta is going to go back to that AM radio station now and have a show with him, you know, because they're from the same homeland.
Yeah,
right?
We are. A lot of Serbians reaching out and congratulations for him.
Right.
Yeah. You guys will be number one among the Serbian demo. That'll be awesome.
It's a big demo, Ben.
Exactly.
It'll be huge.
Yeah.
All right. So are you going to be there at 11 when he's doing this?
I will be on our set contributing to our coverage that
All
way.
Right.
You know,
right.
I've done my time standing outside the Blagojevich home over the last 15 years.
So
I've been paroled, much like the governor.
You know what I'm going to be doing at 11 a.m., Ben? I like to do every morning at 11 a.m. You're well versed in it. In fact, you just saw it. Come on.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
I'll meet you. I will meet you for a drink.
Yeah, there we go. See?
And we'll have Blagojevich join us.
I was out drinking with your guys, Pat Tomasulo and Larry Potash in the I Need a Drink series. And tomorrow, the crossover episode happens where we find out what happens after the drinking.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So.
Well, if Paul Conrad's van is a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
That's exactly right.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right, I'll see you later.
Whoa.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday.
This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.